Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 6 and 7. O sovereign Lord, I said, I can't speak for you. I'm too young. The Lord replied, Don't say I'm too young, for you must go wherever I send you and say whatever I tell you. Jeremiah followed in the well-worn tradition of trying to avoid doing what God was calling him to do. His words remind us of Moses, who responded to God's call from the burning bush with a long list of reasons why he was a most unsuitable candidate to lead God's people. Jeremiah tried the same approach, feeling that his age was the reason why God would need to look for someone else. His words were, of course, absurd, because he was addressing them to the creator of the world. God had formed Jeremiah in his mother's womb, and even before he was born, had set him apart to be a prophet. Times haven't changed that much, and people are still offering God reasons why he has chosen the wrong person. When people were suggesting that I might be called to be a minister, I was eager to find a way of avoiding this. My excuse was that I was far too sensitive and knew that I couldn't cope emotionally with accompanying people through a bereavement. I felt it was foolish to go forward for ministry if I couldn't take a funeral service. My thinking was careful and logical, but also completely wrong, because I hadn't factored God into my calculations. I'd forgotten that, since he was the creator of the world, he would be able to give me the strength to help people at such times. You may not be surprised to learn that my time spent with grieving families has been among the most powerful and effective of my ministry. That's God for you. On the face of it, Moses and Jeremiah's objections to God seemed entirely reasonable, but they were completely wrong, because God is God. He is perfectly able to give us the strength, wisdom, and gifts to do whatever he calls us to do. So let me ask you a question. What excuses have you used to avoid serving God? Now let me pray with you. Lord God, we thank you that you have work for us to do. Forgive us for those times when we've tried to slide out of obedience to you by making excuses. Amen. I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.
In honor of Military Appreciation Month, Verizon thought of a lot of different ways we could show our appreciation, like rolling out the red carpet, giving you your own personal marching band, or throwing a bumping shindig. At Verizon, we're doing all that in the form of special military offers. That's why, this month only, we're giving military and veteran families a $200 Verizon gift card and a phone on us, with a select trade-in and a new line on select unlimited plans. Think of it as our way of flying a squadron of jets overhead while launching fireworks. Now that's what we call a celebration, because we're proud to serve you. Visit your local Verizon store to learn more. $200 Verizon gift card requires smartphone purchase, $799.99 or more with new line on eligible plan. Gift card sent within 8 weeks after receipt of claim. Phone offer requires $799.99 purchase with new smartphone line on unlimited ultimate or postpaid unlimited plus. Minimum plan $80 a month with autopay plus taxes and fees for 36 months. Less $800 trade-in or promo credit applied over 36 months. 0% APR. Trade-in must be from Apple, Google, or Samsung. Trade-in and additional terms apply.